tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Mitch Easter of Sneakers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
You are invited to join me upon the Cypress Bow. Music from North Africa, West and Central Asia. First Monday of every month, 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Hi everyone, it's Lily, the youth peer leader from Mental Health Association of Columbia Green County's Clubhouse. Are you a teen wanting to learn more about health education? Maybe you're looking to complete your volunteer hours or in need of a job. The weekly teen clinic on Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Family Planning, located on the third floor of the county building on Main Street in Catskill, can help you answer any of your questions. Information can be found at greengovernment.com. Hope to see you there.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Alice of Catskill, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Some people chip away.
so suddenly awake. No light from yon window breaks. No crowing cock, just my old clock. Please make it stop. I try to wrestle free, but like the dew, she clings to me. No way, Jose, you don't get away that easily. To come home to you, I tiptoe from the bed and put my head around the nursery door to say goodbye. It breaks my heart every single time. I'm leaving today. I'm leaving today. City's waking up, dreams fizzle out like raindrops racing down the glass. They blur the street lamps as we pass.
Good evening. Hello. You are tuned into a frequently visited dream here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, the listener-supported radio for open ears. You're here with me, Alex, for the next hour. I'm here in Studio B in Catskill, where we just got a new mixer that does have effects. So I will be using them. And today is really special because I have a guest with me here in the studio today for the first time ever, and I would like to introduce him. His name is Jack McNett. Jack, how's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for being the first ever guest. And as the guest today, you've chosen today's theme for the show, which is...
Human weakness and lassitude.
Okay, can you define lassitude?
Lassitude is basically human weakness.
Okay, cool. What inspired this theme? Was there like a song that you made the theme around, or what?
Well, first of all, it's... I also like old lounge music, you know, and especially the really dusty records that maybe you'd find like, oh, this guy sang in a lodge in Montana, you know, and he's pretty good at singing, but maybe he's not so good at bass or something. And I like that incomplete package, and it's kind of cheaply recorded. So it sounds similar to like you might find an 80s punk record or something like that. But then it's, hey, everybody, how's it going here at the lounge, you know. I like that contrast.
Okay, perfect. So Jack has chosen the majority of music on for today's show, but I chose the first two songs, which were By Hook or By Crook by Jessica Pratt from her album Here in the Pitch. And then we just heard a song called Leaving Today by The Divine Comedy. But before we go into Jack's first song, I want to ask a question that if I have more guests on the show, I will ask everyone, which is there a dream that you frequently visit? In other words, do you have any recurring dreams? Can you tell me about one?
Sure. I think the most common one for me is, you know, kind of end of the world. It's zombies, it's vampires, something like that. And then, you know, lots of people have this. And then we're trying to get away, right? Mm. We're trying to survive. And I think commonly... Like
we or you?
Me and a handful of people like from my life at random, you know. And I think the most significant one of these was I was trying to land a spaceship on top of a Mayan, you know, structure, whatever those castle pyramids or whatever they are. And I was trying to land Boba Fett's ship, you know, the Slave One. It's really cool. It's like flat on one side and... kind of like an iron.
Oh my gosh, I can't visualize Boba Fett's ship right now.
It's very asymmetrical. That's all you have to know. And so it's kind of hard, like...
It sounds challenging to land on top of a Mayan pyramid.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just could not place it there. And so it's a lot of like, you know, like you're at the mall with your friends in high school and like, hold on, I'm going to back out and I'm going to try it again. Just doing that. And... people are getting really exasperated. Like, Jack, just land the spaceship.
What are, like, the circumstances of you landing the ship? Like, is it like, a rescue? Is it, like, an escape?
No, it's very mundane. It's, like,
it's
you
like
know.
Parking your car?
Yeah, or, like, you're trying to pay, and the credit card machine doesn't work. You know, and you're like, I got to swipe it a couple more times before I can tap.
Okay,
you know,
gotcha.
That sort of thing. So
it's just, like, lightly annoying that you can't
land. Yeah,
your...
shameful. Very shameful.
Oh, okay. All right, well, why don't we start with some music? So what are you going to play for us first here?
This is Jim Ryan, which I've never heard of this man before. This is just a classic sort of lounge nobody guy, and it's him doing a Spanish Harlem.
Great.
So here we go.
Thank you. Set you free, would you come back to me? It's a gamble, it's a gamble, it's a gamble we must take, we must make for love's sake. It's a lover's stake. Turn the cards on the back, an ace, a deuce, or a jack. It's a thing that we must know. Oh, no farther will you go. It's a gamble, it's a gamble, it's a gamble we must take, we must make. For love's sake, it's a lover's stake. What when I am old and gray, and if you're far away, only then will I know did I win. It's a gamble, it's a gamble, it's a gamble we must take, we must make. For love's sake, it's a lover's stake.
Tempting you to believe in things. Hello, hello. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to A Frequently Visited Dream on WGXC. This is Alex, and I'm joined in the studio today with my guest, who is a competitive Street Fighter 3 player, Timothy Dalton impersonator, and a local human, as well as my friend, Jack McNutt, and he has been selecting music for us. Jack, can you tell us what we just listened to?
All right, so we had It's a Gamble by Michael Donovan, and then after that, Sunflower by St. John's Wort.
Lovely. I'm curious how you find this music, and I know that you also do a radio show on YouTube. Can you tell us a bit about that?
I like, it's kind of just great digging on the internet. There's lots of YouTube channels. There's like a code of conduct where if there's a record out there and no one has a recording of it online, someone will buy it and put it up, you know, just for mutual interest. And as soon as somebody else posts it, they take it down. So I started, you know, back in the day, I'd make playlists, and then I'd be like, these have all been taken down, and I didn't know why. And then I found out about this Bushido thing they have. So I was like, I'm just going to rip anytime I find a song on the internet. And it's pretty easy to, through those channels, somebody comments and they're like, hey, that was a pretty good record. And then you go on their channel and they do this, they have that same code.
Mm-hmm.
So I just found hundreds of channels that way. And lots of like lounge lizards and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, odd genres. There's a channel that only posts Mexican clown music. And I've been, oh, I would love to enjoy Mexican clown music.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I wake up and I put it on, and I'm like, no, not today. But one of these days I'll find a good Mexican clown song.
Wow. So if one wanted to listen to your show on YouTube, how could they find you?
You can type in Nearly Radio. That's the title of the day. And you can do like, you know, they all have weird... You do Nearly Radio, The Womb Gathers. That might be a more specific, you know, that'll find a certain broadcast if it's too vague. But
wait, this is your show or this is...
This is okay, my yeah, show, great, yeah. Great. So I just call it Nearly Radio because it's not quite radio. It's just a YouTube broadcast.
Yeah.
But
and how often do you do it?
I do it, you know, a couple times a week at least.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's, you know, but all everything's stored on there. So you hear a song you like, you can always just comment like, hey, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll write you back and, you know, tell you what's up.
And so do you do any digitization of, like, rare music yourself?
Yeah, yeah, there's some. There's, like, Rod Keith was a guy who he was, like, a scam artist. Have you heard of Rod Keith?
No.
In the 70s, there'd be, like, ads in magazines and be like, hey, send your lyrics to us and we'll turn it into a hit song for $200.
Oh, great.
And really mentally ill or strange people would throw their money away and this guy would record it. And he has so many bootlegs out there, really strange songs, you know, we are the men counting sheep or whatever, you know, just bizarre lyrics.
This sounds like the 70s version of the Cameo app.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, people write love songs for their wives or certain, you know, there's a song he did called Divorces for Losers. It's quite good, you know, but they kind of get destroyed. So if you find one, you know, you put it up. And I have some that I haven't seen anywhere, so I put them up, you know, mostly about outer space and stuff like that.
Amazing. So, yeah, if you're interested in hearing some rare Rodney Keith.
Yeah, Rod Keith.
Rod Keith
music, yeah.
You can check out Jack's radio show on YouTube called Nearly Radio. And today Jack has chosen music on a theme that he's also chosen, which is human weakness and lassitude. So... what do you have next for us, Jack?
Let's see what's on the playlist. Okay. Next up, we have Close to You, which is a song you guys might recognize, by The Escorts, a cruise ship band.
Why do birds suddenly appear? Every time you are near, just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky?
Thank you.
All right, guys. So that was John, or pardon me, that was Sleepy Shores by Bobby Strauss. And the track behind that was John Cameron with Tropic 2.
Thanks, Jack. You are listening to A Frequently Visited Dream. I'm here joined in the studio with Jack. So, Jack, we usually do poetry on the show. Are you prepared to do a reading of some sort?
I think I have something I can read. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, I got something. Let's go.
Loaded with the sum of all he saw, Bond departed to the portal. Please. Please, I'm trying to tell a story. Bond, as in James Bond. This is a... Let me preface this. This is a story of James Bond, 007, relieving himself, which I feel is not covered enough in the Bond movies. It's not really discussed at all, but I think there should be some discussion. So, let me start again. Bond departed to the porcelain, ready to be loosened with all the power that being changed may give. For a long time now, 007 had channeled his research in this direction, observing with passion those caves of the human body in which innumerable monsters lie hidden. You see, physically speaking, a hollowed-out area is a cavity, but psychically speaking, a hollow is matter swallowing itself. These anomalies, which astronomers have known about for quite some time, inflate enormous bubbles surrounded by a hot gas. Please, please, I'm trying to tell my story. As the bubbles rise, they lift colder gas out of the galaxy, producing the plume of a fountain. But this gas does not move quickly enough to escape and is trapped like a wounded beast. In such cases, there's but one thing to do. 007 let out a great baker's fart. Bond, like any well-trained operative, knew that pooping on purpose is all about choosing freedom over fear. Take the railroad, for instance. Birds are often disturbed by the noise and tumult of a train's passage. They fly away or cower, thinking that they hide. A proper pooper must be like the blood-stained hawk that follows the train. You've no doubt seen this in Greece, for example. Ready to pounce on anything that is flushed by the tram's passage. Hippocrates said that evacuations are to be judged not by their quantity, but whether they are as such as they should be and how they are born. In other words, as poo accelerates, so too does the scale and pace of its consequences. Look to ancient Rome. The price of their fatal elevation was instantly discharged by an immense donative, drawn from the bowels of an exhausted people. That's my piece. Thank you.
Thank you. I feel like I just witnessed an insane vocal transformation. Like, I was watching you do that, but I felt like I was listening to a disembodied voice.
Yeah, I kind of checked out there. Sorry.
Thank you for that. All right. What do you have next for music?
Let's see here. I'm playing for
13
my...
minutes left.
Oh, all right. Let's see, we have For the Love of You by Wayne and Glenn, which is another local band somewhere. We have Ebb Tide, which is an all redhead group out of Seattle, Washington that did burlesque and stuff like that. And I might play a little religious music, such as Tell Them by the Eternal Life Singers.
Lovely.
Seems you are forsaken, just heaven. Though it seems the earth is shaken,
just heaven for me. Please tell them for me
that I love them, and I came to let them.
A lovely rendition of Ebb Tide, was it?
Yep.
By who?
By the Embers, an all redhead group out of Washington.
Why do you know that?
I bought their record. It has four lovely redhead ladies and there's autographs on it.
Huh. It seems like a kind of a rare phenomenon.
I think they're wearing wigs.
Oh, okay. Less rare. Mm-hmm. And what was before that?
Tell Them by the Eternal Life Singers.
Lovely. And you've been listening to A Frequently Visited Dream here on WGXC, coming up on the end of the show, but I'll be back here next second Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. And, yeah, we'll play one or two more to close out the show. I'd like to thank my guest, Jack, for choosing the music tonight and doing a reading of sorts. And, yeah, experimenting with what a guest on this show is like. So what will we hear next, Jack?
This is Mildred Geilman and her rendition of Around the World from her retirement center in upstate New York.
Oh, my gosh, local music.
First on our program tonight, I'd like to introduce a lady. Truly enjoy singing. At this time, let's give a big round of applause.
Thank you. Around the world, I searched for you. I traveled on when hope was gone to keep a rendezvous. I knew somehow, somewhen, somewhere, I'd look at you and see the smile you're smiling now. It might have been in County Down, in old New York, in Gay Perry, or even London town. No more will I go all around the world, for I have found my world in you.
I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm no very big and I'm awful shy. And the lassies shout when I go by, Donald, where's your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets in my kit I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? A lassie took me to a ball, and it was slippery in the hall, and I was feared that I would fall, for I had me on my trousers. Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? Now I went down to London town, and I had some fun in the underground. The ladies turned their heads around. Dang, Donald, where are your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets in my kit I'll go. All the lassies say hello. Donald, where's your trousers? To wear the kilt is my delight. It is not wrong, I know it's right. The islanders would get a fright if they saw me in the trousers. The wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the the streets in my kit, I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your throes? The lassies want me, everyone will let them catch me if they can. You can't take the bricks off a Highland man, and I don't wear the cruisers. Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets in my kit, I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your throes? Donald, where's your through? Oh, well, that's the way we sing the song in Scotland. But of course, the song might have more international appeal, sung something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, just come down from the Isle of Scott. I'm nowhere big in the Montfortshire. The lassie shout when I go by. Let the wind blow, let the wind blow, through the streets of my field I go. All the lassies shall go, go.
I don't know, how is it true?
Oh man, I got a rock and roll. I got a moving and a groove to save my soul. Grab your kill and go, go, go. I don't know,
how is it true?
Let the wind blow, let the wind blow, through the streets of my field I go.
You just heard a rebroadcast of